Welcome back to Tip TV. We're here with Ben Kumar, who's a fund manager at Seven Investment Management. How are you today, Ben?
Very good, Zach. Are you?
I'm very well. I'm just still coming down from my birthday week. I was 5-0 on Wednesday.
You get a whole week, do you, at 50?
Well, you've got to celebrate here and there, you know, all the glamorous places, Wimpy, Pret-a-Manger, you know, I'm just going everywhere.
Oh, the big names.
Yeah, Pizza Hut. I don't know, actually, that leads us on to the consumer, the Great British consumer. After Brexit, are they back?
I don't think they went away, to be honest with you. I think everyone looked at Brexit, looked at the headlines and said, well, something seems to be happening, and then asked the really important question, which is, am I getting paid this week? Is there money in my bank account now? What do I want to do this weekend? And all of the answers to those are people are getting paid. They're getting paid a little bit more every week, and at the weekend they want to go out and they want to have a good time in Pizza Hut or Pret or wherever they go.
Well, you know, you've got to live the dream.
Exactly.
But that was the Brexit fears gave us the interest rate cut from Mark Carney. He was squirming in front of the parliamentary committee, whatever, with Jacob Rees-Mogg and everything else. Is that going to be changed? Is he going to have to reverse that policy, or is he going to stick with that new QE?
Well, I think he can stick with it for a while, right? So I think the idea was he was never really worried about the consumer going away. It's all about loss of investment during a period of uncertainty. And, you know, that probably extends for a couple of years. He can say, well, we don't know what's going on. It's better to play safe and lower interest rates. Does that work in a world where everyone else in the world has low interest rates? Perhaps not. But it's unfortunate. It's the hand he's been dealt. It's the only real card he has to play. I think until you see a genuine pickup in investment activity, which I don't think we'll see for probably a couple of years, then interest rates will stay where they are and he'll tend to talk them down further.
And it's the right policy?
I'm not sure it's the right policy. The one thing that gives me hope on it might be the right policy is if the United States can begin raising its interest rates and we come back to a world. Do you remember a world where people had different monetary policy? That was that's a time that, you know, actually taking interest rates higher and lower can achieve something of an effect. In a world where everyone does the same thing, there's less of an impact.
Right. And speaking of the United States, we've gone in the last just couple of weeks from, you know, almost like dead cert for September rate hike to, you must be joking, it was never going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, we had, you know, I was looking back at some of our quarterly research. In June, we put out a piece for our quarterly saying a June rate hike seems to be on the cards. That is long gone, taking with it the possibility of September. I genuinely believe that the US can stomach another rate rise, probably another couple. But I think, again, they're just playing safe. You know, they don't want to turn this into an annual event where every December they raise rates and then Santa comes along, but they need to do something.
But I think the data, I mean, they've been saved, because you can see that Yellen, just the last thing in the world she wants to do is raise rates, because she is a dove, obviously. But the data, the ISM data, seemed to be quite, I'm going to say shocking, but quite bad.
Yeah, the ISM data was bad, but then the jobs data was pretty good. The JOLTS report we saw suggests that people are quitting work out of their own volition because they think they can find a better job. Employers are finding it really hard to get the right people for the job. There is a shortage of labour in much of the US, perhaps not in the low-end jobs, but in much of the US. So,
we know what my answer to that is.
Go on.
I mean, the whole thing, the reason they're finding it difficult to find workers is because they're paying, and they're paid so little for so long. I mean, that's one of the big scandals of the post-financial crisis era, just paying people. In my sector anyway, real wages have been the same, or real, for 15 years, 20 years maybe. They haven't gone up. So it is amazing.
Well, and so you've seen inflation come down over that time. This is what, you know, we're now reaching a bit of a crisis point in terms of the inequality debate and all the points you raise. What that might lead to eventually is companies starting to pay their employees more. That leads to a virtuous cycle of growth, not fueled by debt. Companies have got cash on the balance sheet that they can, you know, afford to give employees like yourself, you know, a raise, and then you can go to Pret twice at the
weekend. I've always said no, but other people who are greedy, they've said yes. But I think the point with that is that you've got, I mean, this is the final thing, it was in the Telegraph today, about Super Mario running out of, he's run out of ammunition. We've got the threat of deflation in the Eurozone. The problem with the zero rate policy is clearly that it creates its, no savers money in the economy is deflationary. So that was the unintended consequence of that policy, and it still is. It's going to be a pensions disaster as well. The other point is that it's allowed wages to be very low. At some point, wages will have to go up, I'm presuming. Well, at some point, interest rates will have to go up. But until then, there's no inflation.
Well, I do wonder whether there's this kind of two-horse race of, look, we know all of the things you said, low interest rates are crushing pensions and are crushing savers. Will earnings come through? Will employees get the wage rise in time to save the economy? Or will the negative effects come first? And I think that's, at the moment, if you want to take a bearish view of the world, you say the monetary policy is devastating and the real wage rises will never come through. If you want to take a positive view of the world, you say, hey, employment's coming down and earnings are going to come through. It kind of depends on your spin. My gut view is that actually, particularly in Europe, last year it grew at 2%. That's about the best growth Eurozone has ever seen. So, I'm kind of thinking it's not going to be a glorious
rise. He's got it right. I mean, has he got it right, really, in the end? Or he's done a reasonable job?
I think he's done a reasonable job. He's not done what Trichet did, which was put rates up and then have to take them down again 3 months later. That's a good way to destroy your credibility as a central bank governor. I think he's done a reasonable job with what, is a pretty unwieldy zone to try and manage monetary policy for.
Right. So, well, on that note of relative optimism, Ben Kumar, fund manager at Seven Investment Management, thanks for coming in today. We'll be back after the break.